Well, scientists have felt for a long time that they were writing the obituary for the ocean. We now have conservation success stories to build on. Even in Europe, where the situation used to be dire, there are now many local successes. The waters around the European Union and third countries are heavily fished and have long exploitation histories. While many fish stocks in the Northeast Atlantic are now sustainably exploited or are restoring, the situation in the Mediterranean is still very poor, with hardly any exploited fish stock that is not being overfished. A clear takeaway message is thus that while successful management may exist, there is strong regional divergence. Some regions perform obviously poorer than others. Recent analysis has shown that overfishing fish and invertebrate populations interacts with warming. This means that fish stocks that are being overfished seem to be more sensitive for the impacts of global change. This stresses the urgency of eliminating overfishing in the European Union, including in the Mediterranean. Another issue where European fisheries management is still falling short is the issue of biodiversity conservation. Biodiversity is and should be becoming a key policy priority as species extinct or threatened by extinctions are ever increasing. As humans, we rely on biodiversity for the functioning and stability of ecosystems. For many fish and invertebrate populations, conservation status is unclear. Taxonomic groups in the oceans that are especially vulnerable for extinction are sharks and rays. An analysis from 2017 revealed that none of the species that are considered threatened and occur in European waters had a sustainable conservation status. Another recent analysis in European waters showed that spatial management and enforcement of this management is lacking. The analysis from 2018 showed that almost 60% of marine protected areas in Europe were industrially trawled. The authors also found that trawling intensity was on average 1.4 times higher in marine protected areas. The study used vulnerable species to track the effectiveness of marine protected areas in conservation. They found that the sharks, rays, and skates that they used decreased on average by almost 70% in heavily trawled areas. Better spatial management in European waters may be one leverage point to rebuild species that are vulnerable for extinction. In our efforts to increase sustainability of seafood, we cannot forget about global trade. As developed countries' fisheries management is becoming more and more successful, catches are also decreasing in the developed world. This is, of course, also caused by the amount of stocks that are already maximally exploited. There simply isn't so much more room to expand exploitation in developed countries. While catches in developed countries are stabilizing or decreasing, catches in developing countries have been rapidly increasing in recent years. In a recent analysis, we found that as import-export networks get more connected and less modulated globally, stocks are decreasing. Tropical marine ecosystems are also projected to be more severely impacted by climate changes, and this is contributing to an already stark global inequality. The future of ocean governance has to focus on increasing sustainability of fisheries in developing countries, which are often also fished by foreign fleets. The European Green Deal will focus on sustainability of European imports. This offers new opportunities for Europe to expand the impact of sustainability of fisheries beyond European waters. There still is a lot of work to be done. We have now libraries full of successful examples of fisheries management that can offer examples on how we tackle the next sustainability challenges in marine ecosystems around the globe.